Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the main focus of this meeting, it has like three foci. Did y'all know that was a word? It's plural for focus. Yeah, it's plural. F-O-C-I. It's crazy how language works. But if you know, anyway, it's just one of those, like, one of those good old Latin words. Foci. Three foci of this meeting today. I know you're here. Just go ahead, Deanna, and jump off when you have to. Deanna has a 9 o'clock onboarding. So you jump off when you have to and do what you got to do. I'll take care of this. Now, let's start here we've got the main focus, even though there's three foci, is I need to get ready. You really, really, really need to get ready if you think we're moving fast, we're about to move faster. If you think we're moving slow, we're about to move slower. If you think that we are innovative, we're about to get way more innovative. Like whatever you think, you're right, and we're about to do more of that. We're about to do more of that, a whole lot more of that. And it just depends on where you are, because it just depends on where you are. If you're part of your Diamond Speakers, then you think we're moving slow. That's facts, because I am, on purpose. There's a reason. There's an absolute reason why. If you're in the business university, we're moving fast, way too fast. But there's a reason why. If you are, you know, getting ready to be a public figure, but we've had this conversation privately, then moving slow. And we should be. So I'll explain these things. But what you need to know as a collective is we're getting ready to move extremely in an insane manner. And it just is what it is. In fairness, I've had this plan since 2008, July 20th, 2008. I've been working on this one plan. So for me, I'm right on time. I'm insanely patient. I've been waiting for the next economic downturn. As of this morning, another 2.6 million people lost jobs in America. That's just America. So it's like a 9-week total of almost 40 million. I didn't even look at the notification too well, Steve. It was just, at this point, it was irrelevant. Not those people were irrelevant, just the numbers were irrelevant, because I was only looking for 6 million people to lose their jobs for my plan. So anything over that is just gravy from a capitalistic standpoint, because this business was designed for that. So let me explain some of the reason why I do some of the things, because I'm getting ready to teach to tell you how bright the future is. And there's some reasons why how bright the future is. Phil brought up Pipe Drive, and it's actually a pretty good point here. Pipe Drive is fantastic, would make life beautiful. And it's my favorite CRM. I like it better than Salesforce. No offense to Salesforce. I actually have a book written by the guy from Salesforce. It's fantastic. I believe it's Predictable Revenue. That may not be the name of the book. Anyway, I can't remember the name of the book, but it's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's all great. Not using Salesforce, I decided to go with Proofhub, which is not necessarily a CRM. It is more of a project manager, because that's where I need y'all at right now. I need to separate some of you, and I need to co-mingle others of you. Right now, I've got too much co-mingling in some areas and not enough separation in other areas. So I need to do that real quick. That's why I chose more of a project manager, and it's why in that project manager, I got some things to where if you're not in that project, you just can't even see it. I did it on purpose. I need my sales team absolutely isolated from co-mingling, but completely co-mingled in staff, culture, help, etc. There's a reason. It's just common sense. If you go to a hospital, you don't have the technician telling the surgeon how to do surgery. Just is what it is. That's not to say the technician is lower than the surgeon. That's just simply to say, stay in your gift. We've got something to do. Stay in your gift. We have something to do. I want all of you to process this information, because you're going to have this problem. It's not even a problem. You're going to have this opportunity to move forward in your business one day. Right now, with what's getting ready to happen, I need massive separation. And I'm pushing massive separation. I need the camaraderie, but I don't need the mixing. I don't need oil and water mixed up. I need oil where oil goes. I need water where water goes. It's simple. Because the foundation is getting ready to crack and break. Because I'm going to make sure it does. I am going to make sure that everything that you think you're good at, I'm going to test it. I'm going to pound you. I am going to make sure that whatever you think you're good at, and I know you're good, I'm going to break it. Every system grace that we have in place, I'm going to break it. I am. Every single, that's right, cover your face. Say, I'm going to break it, Steve. I'm breaking everything. I'm going to break every single thing because comfort is going to kill us. It just is. And I'm wise enough to know that. I'm wise enough to know that comfort's going to kill us, but I also need to break it before my customers do. See that? I need to break it. I need to be the orchestrator of my breakage before my customers do. If my customers break it, I can't fix it. If I break it, I can fix it the same day. Does that make sense to you? In most cases, fix it the same day. I need to absolutely obliterate what's coming next. I need to. That's why you see a separation and in some cases a mingling. That's why I did not choose pipe drive or anything like it, because I don't want you to get used to pipe drive, because I just spent millions of dollars on something else. Right? So, oh, go ahead, Phil. I think you just unmuted.
There's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, today is, if it's working, it's probably obsolete.
That's freaking facts. That's very well spoken. Very well spoken.
Antonio, really,
yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
You were right on this, because you know your CRM. That's kind of different from the daily tasks that need to be done.
Yes.
And you know, I've used Asana and Agile, or how you pronounce it, for the daily tasks. I looked at this, and it looks really good. And what you're saying as far as, you know, breaking it up, if a team is supposed to do this, and if you are, you know, number two on getting the task done, and there's three people below you that, you know, that have to do the next step, there may be five steps, and you don't do your step, then that stalls the project. So every day, you know, first thing is, you know, you don't look at your text message, you look at your projects that have to be done. And new projects throughout the day that are added in. And this keeps the flow of the work process going without having to communicate verbally on it and taking that extra time. You have your part of the task, and if it's a complete task for you to do, then you get it done. Even, you know, even if we have an online convention, whatever it is you're doing, you can run that whole thing or in-person convention completely through the task, you know, everything from the food to the setup to every part. And then you can come together as a team, you know, to discuss as it goes along. But it's the best way to keep things going and for people to remember, because there's so much, you know, and you can't remember everything. And It just keeps you accountable. There's accountability is the main thing. So I'm really glad you're doing this.
I appreciate you. Yeah, it stemmed from the conversation Jerry had with me yesterday. So I'm thinking, because I heard, now I heard Jerry differently than maybe what someone else would hear, because I would have said the same thing Jerry said. But remember what I told you, Grace? I told you privately, can you try to quote me there and see if you got something.
I'm gonna make sure. In your head, Jerry was
probably
like,
"I probably cussed."
You said, "You know what?" Jerry said, "You know what? I am anal with my time. So let me get Jerry. Let me get everything together so Jerry can get going."
All right. So I said something
I'm
like
fair,
that.
I'm paraphrasing.
I said, "Jerry said, Tonio, give me my shit. Move out of my way." This is what Jerry said, right? Like, hey, give us stuff. I got it. Just tell me what to do. Give me the rest. And then move. Because I'm on it, right? You know, stuff like that. And I'm thinking, well, that's what I would have said to Jerry, too. So I'm laughing with Grace. That's what I would have said, the same thing. So I'm thinking, okay, let me keep line up in place. But what can I do to get out of his way and more ways, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? What's the best way I could do this? And then after that, I'm thinking about Tempest. And I say to myself, all right, so I just started this. I need to put Tempest here, but she has transcended and floated above things so much now that this would actually get in her way. So I'm inventing this whole new thing for this Bill Gates-ness for Tempest, which, you know, it'd take too long to explain right now, and I'm still kind of making it up on the fly as I go. But I'll show you. Some of you can't see this. It's not personal. You're just not supposed to see it unless you're going to pick up a phone and make a call, and I just don't want you to see it. But this is what the sales team sees, and this is in a discussion. And I call the sales team is called the power team, right? And I mean that. This is where power comes from. So you're going to need to go in here, and you're going to need to give me a response, because at the very end, I said, run me a response when you have read this so I can make sure you read it. So I'm going to need me a response. Exactly. But what you see is we have a full sales process. Like, I'm not making this stuff up. I have a full sales process, and it's basically split in two phases. Phase one, sign in, dig deep, psychological profile, and then phase two is add value first, upsell, redirect, schedule appointment, ask for 5 referrals. I mean, it really is this simple, but it's broken down into a fantastic part. Now, this is just for free customer conversion, which is warm leads to very warm leads. But I'm also writing down the cold customer conversion and the paid customer conversion. So if it's for cold calls, we have a full sales process for that. If it's for people who've already signed up with us but have not paid, we got a full process for that, which you can see right here. If it's for people you've already upgraded, we got a full sales process for that. Period. We really do. For one, and this is probably one of the most important parts, when you get on the phone with someone that has signed up for a class, have they signed up? Have they signed in yet? Because if they didn't sign in, we got a problem. And most people sign up but don't sign in, right? They sign up but don't sign in. And besides, I'll let you power team members go read that yourself. But it's nevertheless, I need this full separation going on. And I marked it private. So if you're not in that project, not in that task, you can't see it. You can't see it. Which forces me now to develop the Bureau of Dominant Speakers in the same manner, same way, same everything. And I've got Phil and Susan as president over there. We can work over those titles later. And then I have them as, hold on. I hear somebody. Somebody want to talk? Oh, no, got it. Or, right, you know, just you got them there, got them project managers. So they're going to be running that in a way, but we'll get to that later. It forces me to get all these systems written down or share what's written down and build them properly. Why? Because I don't need Phil and Susan focused on sales. I need them focused on the Bureau. That's where they want to be in the first place, right? I don't need Jerry and Jonathan focused on the Bureau. I need them focused on sales for their Bureau. But once that transaction is complete, you're done. Once that transaction is complete, now it's up to how myself, Tempest, Phil, and Susan says what needs to happen next. And I don't need Jerry involved in that. I don't need Grace involved in that. Grace, do you want to be involved in it? Right, you understand? That's why you get it? You understand? You don't need to be involved in it. That's, you just don't need to be involved in it. You need to be involved with the transaction, but you don't need to be involved with what happens next in the bureau. You get what I'm saying? And it has to be that way, because you're not going to be able to go get 450,000 customers and not have this separation, but I need a different foundation. Let me tell you why I need a different foundation. Up until this point, it's been easy because the people that's been working with me have been in arm's reach in the office. I didn't have to explain too much stuff. I didn't have to make too many things duplicatable, because something about being in one environment, duplication doesn't have to be written down. When you're in, right, when you're in the same office, you don't have to write down duplication. It becomes inherent in itself because you're there in the office. Now, that's not the case. Now I have to make the system duplicatable, like Ollie. It's got to be duplicatable to the point where someone is day two in here and they have the same understanding of the system as someone that has been here for 5 years. Not the culture, but the system. I can't expect someone to have, you know, be here for 2 days and understand the culture, but I can have them go through a system and they understand the system. And if I have to explain the system, I didn't teach well enough. I didn't make it well enough. I didn't produce it well enough. If I have to explain to you how to do this, it's terrible. Does everyone follow what I'm saying? Like, if I have to explain it, it doesn't work, Steve. It doesn't work. Man, I know I'm saying something right now. I want all of you to catch this because you're CEOs, and you're going to have a major problem if you don't receive that. If you got to explain something, you didn't do it right the first time. It ain't that they don't get it. You shouldn't have did it in the manner and that needs explanation. That's the point. That's the point. Right? That's the point. So get ready. Because everything you do well, I'm about to break. I am. On purpose. With intentionality. Because I need to see if it can be broke. I need to break it to see if it's filled the system, or is there a system still running? Do you understand? Is Deanna the system, or is there a system Deanna's running? Because if Deanna's the system, we need to change that. If Grace is the system, I need to change that. But if I break the system and I broke Grace, you the problem now. Get it? Because you the system. And what happens when you want a day off? We can't take a day off. You know what I'm saying? So no person can be the system. And I need to break stuff before they break us. It's... Let's think about making an atomic bomb, which is possible since we've done it. I need to have a series of controlled explosions first before someone explodes me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I need to blow us up internally before we get blown up externally and it causes internal blow up situation. That's not a word, but we made it work, Steve. We made it work. You know, blow up situation. That's probably from the 90s or something. I don't know. Feels like it. It feels like a 90s word. You know,
it is.
Okay. Jamie Foxx. Okay. I was going to say, it's probably Snoop Dogg. See, I knew somebody from California, in California, even though Jamie Foxx from Texas, Carroll, Texas. So y'all remember that. Where we're going, get ready, Satish, is 2.2 2.2 million customers or something like that. And I ain't playing. 2.2 million customers in about 700 days. We're going to figure it out. Actually, I already figured it out. But we're going to figure out if what I figured out works. And if it don't work, well, we're going to make it work. Right? We're going to exceed. We're going to receive the universe punching me in the face. And we're going to make some changes. But do you say, oh, man, you can't grow that fast? Or do you say, well, he's been working on this since 2008. So it's not fast at all. You know, you could, however you look at it, you're right. But that's what's getting ready to happen next. So, Tease, tell us some how you see the future. Because, you know, we've done, this company has done some amazing things behind the scenes that y'all don't know. And so we won't say all of that, you know, transactions and stuff. However, what has that done for us, Satish? Go, come on, give us a little spiel here so they can see what's going on.
Sorry, Antonio, I missed your last statement because I have very unstable internet connection.
Oh, no worries. You sound good, though. But, you know, without, you know, yeah, you ain't got to mention no monetary transactions and nothing like that. But we've completed a lot of things, big things. Huge things. Some things made you look fantastic. And explain to us from the technical side of things how bright our future is and what's the upcoming plans from your point of view and things that I haven't shared yet.
Okay. So good news is that we had a major step on phase one, which is completed today. And on the phase two, that is network marketing software, the referral system, which is going to be out for testing in 2 to 3 weeks time. Tomorrow we will know the exact time. And the second update.
They should have shouted right there, Satish, but don't worry about it though. Just keep on talking. They must all be part of the churches where I'm from, where they don't know they shout cues, but keep going though.
Right. So the second one on Indian customer base, right? So we had this model developed within India that 25, 10, 5, 1. So what does it mean? First, we will generate 25 influencers and we help them influence 10 members each and they in turn influence 5 members each. So today we reached first level. So we have 25 influencers with us under ATS India.
Maybe I should break that down a little bit. All right, they say, look, Satish, they said, man, you sound good. I feel the energy, but what does that mean? Give it to us. You know how Grace like it, real simple. Give it to us real simple.
Right. So if you remember, on 24th April, we discussed about 250 members.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not know how to achieve those 250 members. I said, okay, let's break it down and get first 25. And we help those 25 to influence 10 members so that we reach 250.
Mm-hmm.
So the first milestone now, of reaching 25, we achieved.
Influences, right?
Yes.
Okay. So y'all know what influencers is. It's something that Instagram kind of made possible in the first place. So we have 25 influencers. Satish, from where?
India.
Mm.
And one
India
of them
is a country of 300,000 people. Is that?
1.3 billion.
Okay, keep going.
Right. And one of the influencers, or two of them, are in this call right now. And one of them is associated with ATS India, and one is actually a customer where he's also building his own business, and ATS is helping them. And in 100 days, probably in precisely 95 days from now, he will be our first testimonial in India of ATS BU beneficiary. So.
That's right. And as soon as I'm able to fly out, which, well, I am able to fly out, but as soon as the world is safe enough to fly out, okay, I'll be flying out, and Satish will be having me in person and breaking bread and all that stuff, but I'll let him say all that when it's time. So here's what we have going on. We're treating India like a company and America like a company because they're actually two different companies. Satish, by the way, I need you to get with Grace today so we can get you inside the Project Hub. Is that what it's called? Proof Hub. Proof Hub. There you go.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Okay. I got you as... Anyway, you'll see it when you get in there. You'll see it when you get in there. Now, here's what's happening. Imagine having Nike. Everybody familiar with Nike, yes? Or Coca-Cola, whichever one you want to imagine, whichever one is relevant in your area, whichever one, Nike or Coca-Cola, or Geo. There we go. Nike, Coca-Cola, or Geo. Just depends on where you are. Let me see if I got some more countries on here. Okay, all three of those work. Nike, Coca-Cola, or Geo. Actually, that may not be true. Manchester United. So we got Nike, Coca-Cola, Geo, Manchester United. There we go. Now I'm in the right territories. Now imagine for a second Manchester United had Manchester United and Manchester United online. Just imagine. Imagine Nike had Nike and Nike online. Coca-Cola had Nike and Coca-Cola online. And Geo had Geo and then Geo online. I don't mean an online presence. Listen to me. That's not what I'm saying. Just because you have an online presence doesn't mean you're operating independently online. Those are two different things. When you have Geo and then Geo online, you have two different business models now, two different streams of revenue, and now they're operated with two different sets of staff. And now they're accountable for growth, et cetera. Okay? So imagine if Coca-Cola had a whole online department, not marketing, that's not what I'm saying, Grace, not people who work for Coca-Cola who establish an online presence, but Coca-Cola sales in stores and then Coca-Cola sales online. Like imagine if Coca-Cola acted like Amazon. That's exactly what I would do, but, you know, I don't run Coca-Cola, Warren Buffett does, okay? But that's exactly what I would do. Let's imagine this for a second. If Coca-Cola had its online services that would deliver Coca-Cola to your doorstep, they owe me some money. If y'all do this, you owe me some money. Well, you only owe me some money, just... Let me do a keynote or something. I can make my own money. I know how to make my own money. Let me do a keynote. Let me come train y'all or something. Let me come train y'all. Think about this. Those two different things. This is how ATS and ATS India are working. You're about to launch two different companies at the same time. How many customers are we getting in India, Satish?
You're asking about ATS Business University
India.
Customers?
It doesn't matter. Just say India regardless, because, you know, we got divisions set up over there.
Oh, yeah.
Just
it's
1.25 million. And when do you plan on getting these customers, Satish?
In 720 days.
You hear that?
In 720 days.
You hear him? So we have a plan, 720 days, get 1.2 million customers. You understand? That's over there. So what you think the plan is over her, Grace?
Same.
Uh-huh. But that's not fair because it's 323 million and then it's 1.3 billion. I don't care. Nobody cares about no fair. Nobody worry about that. Work hard. Work hard, move fast. Okay. In one respect, I'm like Mark Zuckerberg. I move fast and break things. In one respect. But that's not really it is my leadership style, but it's only like a third of it. It's only like 20% of it. I'm actually, now if you take Mark Zuckerberg's competitiveness, then I'm 100% Mr. Zuck, 100%. I'm equally as competitive as Zuck, and I'll steal your whole feature if you don't let me buy you. Sure will, Snapchat. Sure will. I sure will. It's fine then. So, lawyers, can we do this? Yep, got it. Let them take me to court. I will do that. I am the most Chinese company in America. I will steal your stuff. Okay, I sure will. Believe that. But that's competitive. As far as business goes, I want to say Gary Vee, but that's not really business. I'm not sure. Just know I'm very strategic, very methodical, and I'm patient as hell. Super patient. And I've been waiting for people to lose their jobs since 2008. Been waiting. Like, can you build one business, one plan for 12 years and let people call you stupid? Can you handle 12 years of people saying he crazy? Because in 12 years of plenty, I'm building down scale like we broke. Can you?
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Handle that. So I'm real patient like that. So what's getting ready to happen is we are getting ready to add a major strain on the system. So Teach, how many customers does our technology allow us to handle? And then give me the frequency and the time.
So the first year, it will help us manage 2 million customers. And in the second stage, we will have 4 million customers management.
Yeah, hear that? Let's teach one more time. I'm not sure if y'all learning and it's like, holy crap, this is some good information, or y'all just like, man, I wish I had some pie. I'm not sure where y'all at right now. I'm not sure. Go ahead, Satish. Repeat that. How many customers can we handle? And then what's the projection after that?
In the first year, we will be able to manage 2 million customers. And in the second year, we will have 4 million. So this is
to handle about the
growth and analytics part. Right. We will have too much data to handle. And also, when the numbers are growing, we need to have complete visibility of what's going on. So that's where the analytics part is very important. For Grace, she has to see what she's supposed to see on the sales front, irrespective of it is India, Europe, or US. She has to get all the sales insight. So analytics system will provide each and every level of anybody under ATS family, they will get to see their dashboard.
All right, stop right there, but keep your mic, be ready. It's one of the reasons why I didn't want to double down on Salesforce or Pipedrive or something, because it doesn't integrate the way I need it to. I didn't want y'all to get used to it, but we're doing analytics at a crazy thing, just data and stuff. Satish, what company would you compare, the way we got our analytics set up or being set up, what company or companies would you say our analytics slash data collecting and analyzing and then predictive analysis, all that stuff, what would you say, which companies would you compare what we're doing to?
So initially, when I started working on this, I was very timid on thinking process, but after understanding the entire game plan, I realized we have to follow the big one. So we are following Google methodologies here completely.
Don't worry about that. I'll clap my damn self. I sure will. I'll clap myself. All right. I'm trying to get you to understand something. So this is, now we're following Google methodologies, but I forced them. And it was, we had some polite fights in the office. Some very polite fights, Steve. It was very polite. I was like, but I need it like Apple. 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 Remember that, Grace? I need it like Apple. What Satish, when I kept saying that, what was that telling to you, and what changes did you make?
Oh, it was, first of all, it was not a polite discussion. I needed two beers after that to cool down. So it was not a polite conversation.
I was stuck in my ways and I wasn't moving, y'all. Yeah, so basically I said I need all these things to communicate, which is near impossible, because Apple is not Google and Google is not Apple. So what I'm asking for has really never been done before. In fairness, those two beers, he should have had a six-pack, because I'm doing the whole Henry Ford thing. I want this 8-cylinder engine, and there's no technology that exists for it. And they kept coming back and saying, well, we can't do it. Well, maybe let's grow first, Antonio. No, I don't want to grow first, okay? I'm growing first with everything else. What I want right now is, from conception, the ability for all this software to communicate with each other, like iMessages and all that stuff, because it was important to me moving forward, and I knew why. I knew why. So, Satish, what else you got to say here? Because I know you got plenty of things to say. What do you think is where we're going? What excited thing? What has you excited? How soon do you think you're gonna be? How realistic is this millionaire thing for you becoming now?
So first of all, the point you mentioned, intercommunication of all the applications, all the software part. Yes, that is something completely new, wherein if somebody looks at the existing business model and they say, no, it is not something which anybody will do, why does it has to communicate between each other? So that is something we had a big debate, and we said we have not done this earlier, or you don't get to see anything to compare with, right? We are building something new. That's where we have to get it done this way. So the intercommunication between the sales system or the customer or a student or anybody, it is 100%. And it has to be real time, because Antonio kept mentioning about 5G, where you are not online or offline, you're all the time, right? So that's where we made it. We designed the architecture in such a way that whoever is part of this network, whoever is part of the system, they are not offline. So that's where the analytics part also is all the time active. So we have to use a lot of resources in the background and a lot of IT infrastructure in the background. So
Jerry says he's vibrating out of his pajamas right now. that's good stuff. Satish, what kind of analytics? Well, Analytics Plus, so whatever you want to say, are the sales team going to see in half?
So just to give you a simple example, when we have ClickFunnels bringing in a lot of visitors to landing page, so sales team will get to know what type of customers are coming in and what age group and what is their interest level. And probably in the sense of what is their background, probably it can be academics or it can be their interest level or probably the, what kind of movies they watch, anything, right? Where do they spend most of the time, Instagram or Facebook or anywhere? So all the necessary information for a sales team to go and put them in certain buckets so that they can address them in one strategy. So we are actually enablers for all the departments within ATS business, right? It is not just the sales team, even for the coaches or the trainers or Bureau of Dominant Speaker. So when Phil starts something, he knows exactly what type of audience he has got. He need not talk to everybody to understand it, right? So that type of analytics we are talking about.
I stressed psychographics. I did. It's in phase one. If you just look in Proof Hub, y'all got to give me psychological analysis. You got to write it down and send it to me. You got to keep it. You got to send it to me. I stress psychographics. And the whole time I'm in there saying, listen, the sales team, though, I need this to work for the sales team. I'm thinking from a sales perspective the whole time. Now, Satish came up with a crazy intelligent idea that I didn't even come up with. Satish, what is the number of manpower that the sales team will have in customer service and analytics and all that stuff? What's the, how many people are behind them?
In the beginning, it is 80 people, and we tend to grow much faster than what we think.
Okay, I saw Steve get it. Every time Johnson makes a call outside the office, there's another 80 people standing by to serve what Jonathan just did. And I was like, Satish, why 80? And he said, well, Antonio, the day is split in three. Go ahead, Satish, tell her that story, because he broke it down. I was like, huh, that's a good idea.
Right. So it is 24/7, where the people are divided into three shifts, and we will have digital analysts and digital media experts and social media experts. So we are who are working in parallel with the sales team in the US. And they will provide, it is just like keeping the meal ready for somebody to serve, right? The sales team is actually going on serving, but the meal is already being prepared in parallel.
Yeah, hear that? And then we thought about Phil and Susan, and Satish led the way. Said, well, you know what? Satish said, well, when Phil and Susan talk, they don't need to upload stuff. This should happen. And what do you remember what those things were? Between the audio and the video? Yeah, there you go.
Yes, sir. So when Phil is training somebody, he need not bother about what kind of video he's recording or anything, whether he's recording in Zoom or anything. But at the end of the training, the digital team in India will pick up the video and complete the editing and make it as a training material, and it will be uploaded in our learning management system.
And how would it be edited and uploaded? Like, what's distribution system? Is it audio only? Is it video only? Is it text?
No, it is... it is in all three format. For learning management system, we will have video, video and audio. And for podcasts, we will have audio. And all the important points from Phil's session will be picked up in the text format. And Phil will get a text manual where he can actually convert it to his book. So he need not bother about how to come out of a book from his knowledge. So we will help him publish his first book or second book or third book from his teachings.
So all Phil has to do is a series All Susan had to say, yeah, we're going to talk about this. And then there's a support team. There's a support team that's going to literally transcribe all their stuff and either write blogs for them or put it in books for them. Is that right, Satish? I'm going to let Phyllis Susan talk right here.
Yes.
Okay. You get ready. I'm coming back to you, Satish. Phyllis Susan, what y'all... I just looked down at the chat. Susan, we'll let you go first with the stars and the wow. Go ahead.
Yeah, I put 5 stars and wow, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like a dream come true to have all that. I didn't even know that type of thing was possible. I'm like so excited.
Yeah. Trying to make it easier. Trying to make it easier for you. Go ahead, Phil. Oh. Thank you.
Well, I have to leave because I'm going to buy a Learjet and a football team.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Good stuff. So do you see why? Oh, go ahead, Susan, please.
No football team.
No football team. Well, maybe he's talking about soccer then. Maybe he's talking about soccer. Give him Manchester. The Learjet, yes, definitely.
I don't want anything materialistic, to be honest. Just things for convenience.
Well, Phil said he'll conveniently put you on the Learjet.
We'll all go on it.
That's it for sure. Definitely. So this is the stuff. So now you see why I am the need for the task management. And actually, that just came from Jerry's conversation yesterday, which I didn't have to do because we're in the office, right? And we got this stuff written on a board and stuff, you know, right? But now it's different. That being said, now you see why I want to break stuff. I want to break it. Break. Because it's already built. It's already there. But I want to break more so we can see how to make it all work phenomenally, as Jerry just put in the chat, right? How to make all this work phenomenally. Satish, come back here for a second, because you're just slaughtering this here presentation. This meeting. I appreciate it. I just wanted to say I'm not forthcoming with information like this, y'all. Has nothing to do with me trying to keep y'all need to know. I just prefer to wait to stuff till I got receipts. And once I got receipts, then I'll say something. Go ahead, Phil. You go ahead first.
My favorite George Bernard Shaw quote, and he's got a ton of them. Reasonable people adapt themselves to their environment. Unreasonable people adapt the environment to themselves. Therefore, all progress is due to unreasonable people. Whereas the Eagle said, right. Take it to the limit one more time.
No doubt. Yes. My concern is a few concerns, and they're positive concerns, all right? You have to remember, so me being young and Black gives us a lot of tactical advantages. Because for one, young, I just don't really follow too many rules, so that actually works out. But the most tactical advantage is, I understand, Steve, that if they get rid of one Susan, they're getting rid of two Antonios. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is just the way it works. Just no offense to anybody. It just is what it is. So my whole life, technology has slaughtered my community. It's the truth. You know, now, technology is supposed to make life easier. Period. Technology is supposed to make life easier. But if you think of Walmart, you have more of my community on the front counter and more of Susan community store manager, right? So when technology can't replace the store manager, but it can replace the front counter. So I have to always be thinking about this. So one of the things that we had a fight about with the software was the protection of what I perceive what needs to be protected. How can we build this company in which technology doesn't slaughter us, it blesses us? You have to think, you know, well, you don't have to think about that way. If you're not a person of color, that's been replaced by technology your whole life, you just probably wouldn't get it. Unless you're 60 years old, now you get it. You get it now because they can't wait to replace you after 60. They just can't wait. But they just can't wait to replace you after 60 at all. So I made sure that we're going after all these customers henceforth and there. And this ain't, let me just make Jerry shout a little bit, give Jerry a church shout or something. This ain't got nothing to do with the fact, Jerry, that all this technology we own and stuff, we're going to be going to the Grant Cardones and et cetera, and say, hey, we'll sell you this whole system for $500,000, for $1 million. And we'll operate this system, oh ye middle business, for he said he's already there. See, I knew it, all right? So we didn't even talk about the fact that I own it, that we can sell it and the as a license. We'll let people license from us, right? We'll let people license from us. So I had to make sure that the technology was in our favor. And what's the one thing that would have ruined this business and nobody saw coming, at least in the meetings, but I did? 5G. If I built this, we had knockdown, drag out argument. It was two things that I was, and we got all of it recorded too, by the way. We got all of it recorded. I just never released the footage, but we got it recorded. I can't wait to release it. I understood that if the sales team didn't have an innumerable amount of favor in this process, we was going to die. I just knew it. I just knew that if the sales team couldn't just have technology work for them, I just knew we wasn't going to make it. The second thing I knew was, and Satish mentioned it, that the whole offline online, like y'all have to log online for this, that's about to disappear. The teachers put in chat, technology should be our slave, not our master. That's possible only when we collaborate and work together. I want you to process this. I understood that 5G is going to obliterate most things. And this company is 5G ready. Okay, Law, I know you get it. I know you get it. This company.
I'm with you. 100.
5G is fit to. 5G is so powerful that the president of the United States started a trade war to slow down 5G in America. Because you're talking about a $20 trillion loss. Okay, go ahead and get on your call, Deanna. Go ahead. You can. Go on and hire that person. Don't get our money. There you go. Get our money. Now, understand this. This is vital. This is important. Everything we're doing, you ain't got that much time left. I said 90 days. I might be lying, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you 90 days. I said 90 days last week. I'm telling you, it's about to go all the way down. Satish, any final words you want to give us or something that you just thought about that you would like to say? And thank you for all your hard work. Thank you. I got a funny story too.
No, sir. I'm good. Thank you so much.
You're good. Did we make you look good over there? Because is there any way that I can, do I need to jump on a Zoom call and tell them how fantastic you are?
Yes, sir. We are all good. And I'm working with Diana to arrange a workshop for my company. So we bring in those 200 employees into ATS Business University. So thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Even when we're spending money, we're making money. Now, a few things here. Steve, I did this on infrastructure, right? I took no profit. Every time I could have bought a Mercedes, well, I wouldn't buy a Mercedes anyway, but anyway, every time I could have bought a Bentley or something, I didn't. I threw it back into the company. I did. I did. I took care of everybody else, and I threw it back into the infrastructure. I threw it back in the market. Every single chance, every time I could have bought a stake, I didn't. I threw it back into the company. I did it for 12 years, to the point in 2016 when I became a millionaire. I didn't even know I was a millionaire. You know how insane that is? To work so hard that your CPA has to tell you that you're a millionaire? I had no freaking idea. I didn't even know how it worked. I just knew that when I put profit back into the company as investments, to me, I'm broke. Do you understand? This is just me because I'm from the hood. You don't take money and give it back away and then say it's yours. That don't make no sense in hood talk. That just don't make no sense. If it ain't in your left pocket. How we say it? That'd be too hood. Yeah, I'll let y'all make it. But I was going to say, you know, you don't act like you don't know that old Uncle Grace that got that money in his pocket. Talking about you look just like your mama. You filled out just nicely. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Girl, you grew up nice. You know what that means. You know what that means, right? I didn't know. I had no idea that sitting on all this made you million. And I ain't talking about network. I'm talking about cash and all that stuff like that, right? Anywho, put it all back in. Can y'all handle that? Do you have the courage, the confidence? You know how much confidence it takes you to walk around with $5 million and drive a Honda? No, come on. Because I tell you all the time, stay broke. Until you get to $10 million after expenses, don't buy nothing. I got 15 of these shirts. I go right to the hood store. You can't say hood store. That doesn't make sense. You got to say hood store. I go right to the hood store, buy 3 packs a piece every time. They're all the same thing. Right there. The joints cost me $10. Pack of three cost me $10. $10. Now, all my suits are $1,000 suits because I only get them from Joseph A. Banks or something like that, but that don't count. That don't count. I don't do nothing. I don't buy nothing dumb except for Reese's, which I ain't did over 15 months. Congratulations to me on that. Yes. I don't do nothing. All I do is stay broke. Because I told myself until I get to $250 million cash, I ain't buy nothing. Cash. Not net worth, cash. So when y'all see me with the Floyd Mayweather money phone, that's when I hit $250 million cash after expenses. Until then, you ain't going to see nothing like that. You're not going to see it. Can you handle that? I'm not just talking. I'm telling you who you work for. I'm damn sure telling you that. I'm telling you who you follow. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to reach my goal of $100 billion. And I don't care what nobody thinks. I don't care how it makes me look. As long as I ain't musty, my grandmother said I did all right. Yeah, that's the truth. I just don't need to walk around smelling like onions. I don't walk around smelling like onions. And I'm breathing. I'm still blessed. Remember that. All this stuff. So in conclusion, I need y'all to get that this Project Hub, not the name of it, Proof Hub, I hold you to the onions. Thank you. Please hold me to that. This Proof Hub, get ready. Stay on it. Your task is going to come from there. Plus, you know, message, all other stuff like that. But all that stuff, you're going to need to follow it because it's a fix. It's a fix I wanted. It's not the fix we need it, but it's the fix I want it. Don't worry about, I would love to just go buy Infusionsoft, but there's no need because the version of Infusionsoft that we got being created, it co-mingles with the network marketing software, with the chat, with the sales funnel software, and with the sales team. It communicates. So I don't want to spend $2,000 a month. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't want you getting used to that. I want you getting used to that. I want you to stay focused on what you got to do. So what we're doing now is I need you to both separate and commingle at the same time. But what's yours, run that. To the best of your ability, stay in your gift, stay happy, and completely run it. Don't do nothing else. Just whatever makes you a genius, do that. Nothing else. We got people for the something else. We got people. I'll tell you a story, then we'll close. I was a star free safety for my football team all 4 years of high school. Before I became the star free safety that I became, this was talking about American football here. The way free safety position work is you're kind of the free man, free safety, and you just hover the field, and you're typically fast if you're free safety. You can't tackle that well, but then you'd be strong safety, but you can. But you've got great hands. You're the interception master, and you're also the captain of the secondary. The secondary is the people who would intercept the ball from the passing offense. One day, the linebackers is doing some BS, Steve, and I'm just ticked off. Like, stop, man. Cover your stuff. When you're in cover three, which means three people got the third of the field, and he's just getting burnt in these flats, which means the short part of the field, which is cover two area. We're in cover three, so the linebackers got to play cover two. Linebackers got to cover short, everything middle of the field to the little out routes and stuff like that. But he's not doing it. So now I do his job and my job, and I get burnt. They throw a 70-yard touchdown on me, not because I did not have the talent. I was the man, because I tried to do somebody else's job. And here's what happened. Me getting caught over, burnt, was in the front page of the newspaper the next day. Oh, I had to live with that for a week. Now, if y'all don't know how competitive I am, if you do, you understand how much this bothered me. Okay? If you know how competitive I am, this really bothered me. But it taught me a valuable lesson. You want to lose, do somebody else's job. You want to lose, do your job and somebody else's. So moving forward, well, I let, you know, plenty of that happen. We can no longer afford to double dip. We can't. Not if we're going to get $1.25 million. We can't afford to double dip. We got 80 people for customer service. We just can't afford to double dip no more. We can't. If you want to win, you want the jets and the magazines and all that stuff, do your job. And just your job. And if there's a weakness, let us know and we'll get someone to be a genius in that weakness because it won't be their weakness. That's what we do moving forward. Anything less than that cost us maybe $1 million a quarter. But I don't know about you, but I'm way too competitive to be losing. I don't like that. I like losing. But I don't like losing because I did something. I like losing because I'm supposed to learn a lesson. There's a difference. There's a difference. Losing because I'm supposed to learn a lesson, I'm okay with that, Ollie. Losing because I tried to do too much because I didn't learn my lesson, that burns me up. That burns me up. Burns me up. So that's what I got for y'all. So that's where we're going. That's where we at. Grace, you learned all your lessons today. I need you to get Satish, all them other people who are not on there, going. I'll keep updating. Y'all keep going. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. Make it a great day, is what Jerry said. Appreciate y'all. Love you more. Talk to you soon.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.